Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia. It's so nice to have you with me once again. God bless you. We're here again with Warfare Strategies Reviews, and if you might have noticed, we are going a little bit longer today because I'm actually going to bring you two lessons, and it's going to go kind of quickly. So you're welcome. Feel free to go back to the archives, amen, to catch anything you might not have caught because I went so fast today because we're trying to get two lessons done. Glory to God. Amen. I praise God even for this time. We're making up, amen, for lost time because last month I was in some trainings. Amen. So this month, amen, we're raring to go. We're getting caught up so that we can go a little slower once we get the catch up done. I'm going to try to do all the catching up on this week. So I'll be bringing quite a few lessons. So feel free to go back to the archives and catch up wherever you want to catch up, wherever you left off. If you left off at prior lessons, go back to those before you come to these. If you find yourself on lessons that are too far ahead, and then you'll feel free to turn it off and go back to a prior lesson so you can get caught up. I recommend, amen, a series on the plumb line. I recommend that series to you. Start from the very beginning, amen, and go through that. The Lord, amen, is speaking. Glory to God, and amen, He has not stop speaking. It's just that many of us don't slow down enough to listen. And then many times we pray and we pray and we pour our heart out to God and then we get up and we don't even wait to hear what He has to say. But this is a reciprocal relationship that we're in the midst of. And the Lord wants to speak to your heart. He wants to speak to your need. You don't need to just pour out and you're sweating and crying and slobbing and then get up. You must stay down there and be quiet and listen to see what the Lord has to say. Glory to God. Amen. This is Warfare Strategies Review. I am Elder Lydia. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and we shall go forth. Let's pray. Father God, oh my God, in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you, Lord, all of the glory, all of the praise, all of the honor, every accolade. We give the glory back to you, even right now. Our ability, Lord God, to be able to form words so that they make sense, so that we're able, Lord God, to convey this information even to brothers and sisters all over the nations, Lord, it's because that you have given us, amen, you have given us the ability to speak and make sense. You've given us the ability, Lord God, to put words together so that we can communicate with one another. And we honor you today for every synapse of our brain, for every movement of our joints, for every beat of our hearts, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the flow of our blood in our bodies, Lord. We thank you for every system, every buffering system, Lord God, that you have caused to work, Father. We thank you even for healing in this hour. We thank you, Lord God. We realize, Lord God, that you are the great physician. You are our provider. You are our shepherd. You are our living hope. You are our Lord. You are you alone, our Savior. Oh, my God, you are the creator of the earth and all things in it, Lord God, and we glorify your name and we give you the honor and the praise. Excuse me. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your kindness toward us even now, Lord God, as we bow ourselves before you and as we submit ourselves on the altar and we surrender to you, Lord God. We surrender our opinions and our intellect. We surrender the things that we thought were right, Lord God, and found out later it was wrong. We surrender our lives to you, Lord God, because only you can see the future. Only you know the big picture, Lord. We can barely see the second in front of us, Lord God, but you see all things and we surrender all to you in this hour. Father, forgive us our sins. Forgive us our sins of omission and commission in this hour, Lord. Wash us. Wash us now, even as we're in your presence, Father. Wash us, Lord God, of every work of evil. Wash us of every evil thought. Wash us, Lord God, of every evil, even that our ancestors committed, Father. Wash us and wash our bloodlines. Lord, we come out of agreement with the works of evil. We come out of agreement with the works of the flesh. We come out of agreement with the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. We come out of agreement with the works of darkness, and we renounce and denounce every evil, Lord God, that we've done in our flesh. We renounce it today. Every evil that was done by our ancestors, we renounce it and we denounce every work of darkness, even right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, that you might cleanse us from all unrighteousness even now. Oh, Lord, that you might wash us and purify us even in this hour, Lord, that we be able to stand before you, Lord God, and you hear us when we pray, and there is no hindrance to our prayers and even to the study, Lord God. Our minds will be open to receive from your spirit even in this hour. Oh God, we honor you even now, and we thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your love and your kindness toward us. We thank you, Lord. Oh God, even for what you're doing now. Oh, bless, Lord God, open our minds and hearts to receive of your word. And even as we go forth through this review, Lord, drop more revelation down, Lord God, that we might know what it is that you're saying even now in this hour. Give us a right now word, Lord, a rhema word. Speak, Lord God, with your living voice into our ears so that we see and know and obey the will of the Lord as you have us to do so, Father. We give you honor. And we give you praise and we give you glory, Lord, for all that you have done already and that you are about to do. Oh, my God, we give you glory. We thank you, Lord, for all the suddenlies that are about to come. We thank you for every blessing that's about to come. We thank you, Lord, for the warnings and even for the correction. Father, we give you glory that you love us enough to correct us and to realign us and reposition us and put us back into place so that we don't miss your will, so that we don't miss seeing you in peace when we transition over. Oh, God, we thank you now and we bless your name in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Amen, amen. This again is Warfare Strategies Review. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministry, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. Let's get going. Amen. Spiritual Warfare Strategy number 85 is declare God's vindicating power. Amen. Declare God's vindicating power. Glory to God. Isaiah 54:17, and this is from the MEV. It says, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication is from me, says the Lord. Amen. And the NLT says, these benefits are formed by the servants. These benefits are These benefits are enjoyed by the servants of the Lord. Their vindication will come from me. I, the Lord, have spoken. And in the King James Version, it uses righteousness instead of vindication as the word there. Amen. But it means the same. Glory to God. That Hebrew word, amen, is tzedakah. It's tzedakah. And it means righteousness as vindicated. Righteousness as vindicated. Justification and salvation. And Webster's American 1825 Dictionary, the word vindication means the defense of anything or justification against denial, censure, objections, or accusation. Glory to God. When we're wronged, we can declare God's vindicating power and rejoice in the Lord. We will arise and scatter our enemies. He will arise. The Lord will arise and scatter our enemies. Those same enemies, amen, that came. Glory to God, or who were influenced by the enemy to wrong us. Glory to God, the Lord is our vindicator. Again, I want to repeat the admonishment of Paul to the Romans in chapter 12, verse 19. It says, do not avenge yourself. Vengeance belongs to God alone. He will vindicate us. Also see, and I'm not going to read these, but write these down, 1 Thessalonians 5:15, And basically it says that we should not render evil for evil, but follow those things that are good. 1 Peter 3:9, Matthew 5:44-45. Also Isaiah 34:35-4 says, be strong and do not fear, for your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Psalm 135:14, it says, the Lord will defend his people and he will have compassion on his servants. Glory to God. Spiritual warfare strategy number 85, declare God's vindicating power. Amen. I just want to say the music that you hear in the background, of course, I do not have the rights to. This is Nathaniel Cohen. It is prophetic worship music. Amen. I tend to turn it on when I'm in prayer, when I'm teaching, and also when I am studying the word. Amen. I turn on this music in the background just to set the atmosphere. And this man, I believe, is anointed by God. Amen. Because it always seems to calm the atmosphere. Glory to God. And I'm able to go forth in prayer, study, or even in teaching without hindrance, and I do praise God for it. Amen. You might want to check them out. Amen. On YouTube. Glory to God. Spiritual warfare strategy number 86, surrender everything to God. No matter how intense the warfare, the answer is never to give up. It is to surrender. Ha, you hear that? Surrender means to yield one's power to another. Webster's American 1825 Dictionary of the English Language. It means to deny the instinct to fight in your own strength and surrender to the knowledge, the wisdom, the power, and the presence of God. That's who we're surrendering to. It means denying the anger to rest in his peace that surpasses all understanding. It means denying our human intellect, our reasoning and imagination for his discernment, his seeing, all-knowing presence. We must learn to put everything on the altar, surrendered to God. Spiritual warfare strategy number 86, surrender everything to God. Amen. Spiritual warfare strategy number 87, chronicle your warfare in a journal. Chronicle means to record as history. We often call it journaling. Journaling can be a powerful tool for a warrior because we won't remember everything that worked or failed during the battle. Journaling is a perfect vehicle for debriefing, which we will talk about in a coming lesson. God told Jeremiah to write all the words he spoke in a book in Jeremiah 30:2. When we write down what the Lord tells us regarding the battle, we can be that much more confident that we have followed his battle plan, because the battle is not ours. It's the Lord's. Glory to God. Psalms 119:27 in the Amplified, it says, make me understand the way of your precepts so that I will meditate, focus my thoughts on your wonderful works. Amen. Let's remember those things. When we record our victories, it puts us in remembrance of God's faithfulness and the ways of his salvation. We can see even more clearly in our moments of weakness the realities of Romans 8. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Journaling can even aid us in healing battle wounds, as it is effective according to science in freeing the mind of traumatic events. Amen. Journaling is cathartic, or it's cleansing. Remember to also journal the enemy plots and plans as they are revealed and as you grow from each experience in warfare. This will aid us in honing our strategies and honing our warfare weapons. Glory to God. Spiritual warfare strategy number 87, chronicle your warfare in a journal. Glory to God, I just want to give you some decrees right now before we go into the next lesson. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I decree greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. 1 John 4:4, I decree every evil habitation in our soul is cast out now in the name of Jesus. I decree every curse against our lives is reversed to its demonic origins in the name of Jesus. I decree the assignment of he who roars as a lion is devoured by God's all-consuming fire in Jesus' name. I decree my God fights for us, Exodus 14:4. I decree angels encamp all around us because we fear God, Psalm 34:7. Glory to God. Amen. Let's go into the next lesson. Spiritual warfare strategy number 88. Remember, people are not your enemy. Ephesians 6:12 says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Our fight is not against people. Our fight is against demonic forces of wickedness that influence all of humanity. And these evil forces are enemy number one, even to those who don't recognize them as such. The devil uses people as his front man to accomplish his diabolical agenda. Sin makes us vulnerable, and he uses every opportunity to deceive, seduce, steal, and kill, and to bind us as he remains the demonic puppet master. This is what the devil does. The puppet master behind the curtain watching humanity destroy themselves. The word lets us know in Ephesians 6:12 where it says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, and in 2 Corinthians 10:5 where it says the weapons of our warfare are not natural weapons. They're not carnal, but mighty through God. Amen. These are not carnal weapons. They're not fleshly weapons, but that are mighty through God. In both scriptures, the text, the mighty power of God is expressed as overcoming demonic forces, not humanity. Stop fighting people. It's an ineffective mode that only plays into the devil's hand. God's perfect will is that we utilize the weapons of his warfare that he has forged in the spirit. Spiritual warfare strategy number 88. Remember, people are not your enemy. Spiritual warfare strategy number 89. Don't beat the air. Don't beat the air. 1 Corinthians 9:26, it says, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. The NLT says, so I run with purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. We must acknowledge the Lord in all our ways to direct all our steps, all our decisions, all of our warfare. It requires discipline, and it requires faith toward God. So we walk, we live, we worship, we love, and we war with purpose, God's purpose, his glorious agenda. Glory to God. Spiritual warfare strategy number 89, don't beat the air. Spiritual warfare strategy number 90, deal with demons from your past. We are forgiven of our past sins, but sometimes we must deal with the influence of past demons. Because as previously stated, the devil will rear his head at an opportune time in the future to destroy us. But God already has a plan for our inner healing, for our deliverance, and for our every success. Seek the Lord for revelation and confront the wickedness courageously. Repent, renounce, and be delivered. Call on your pastor, call on your tribe, call on your team, call on leaders or intercessors that can be trusted if you must. But do center yourself. Amen, and overcome the enemy. God wants us completely free of every influence of the enemy. Spiritual warfare strategy number 90, deal with demons from your past. Amen. And that's the end. I want to speak some decrees over you. Amen. Before we end totally for today, glory to God, and we'll be back on tomorrow with more. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree no weapon formed against us shall prosper. As in Isaiah 54:17, I decree every vain imagination launched against our minds are taken captive right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree every divisive weapon formed against our relationship boomerangs back to its demonic origins. In the name of Jesus, I decree, oh my God. Oh, Lord God, hallelujah. I decree the bones the enemy tries to dry up in our lives are alive again with resurrection power. In the name of Jesus, I decree the power of witchcraft launched against us is destroyed in the fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how. Once again, as we end this session, Lord, oh Lord God, and we break off every retaliation. We break off counterattack. We break off backlash, Lord God. We break off, Lord God, the voices of the curse makers. We break off even that we shatter their sound in the spirit, Lord. Even right now, in the name of Jesus, the voice of every curse is shattered right now. In the name of Jesus, the voice of every wickedness is shattered right now. We shatter their sound. We shatter their vibration. We shatter their reverberation right now in the name of Jesus. Every word, Lord God, boom, let it boomerang even now in the spirit back to its demonic origins, Father. Oh, Lord God, I speak peace over your people right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I speak life right now. I speak life. I speak life. I speak life into every dead place. I speak life into every dry place. Arise and be watered by the Spirit. Arise and be watered by the Word. Arise and be watered by the Holy Ghost. Arise, 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 arise. Again, I say arise and be watered in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. In Jesus' name, oh Lord God, we give you glory and we give you praise today. Oh God, we thank you for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward us all. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. We're ending a little earlier than expected, amen, but I hope you're blessed. Glory to God.